Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I may help you today, please. Hello?
Yeah. Are you with the Hailstem Shoes?
See,
Or
I'm
with
not sure.
Affordable Electric?
All right, I'm a third-party customer service representative. We represent about 400 different companies. The way they coded on the statement would be the merchant ID. Let's see if we can locate an account with your phone number to see how much are you being charged, possibly.
Well, one of them is like $73.06. It's two different charges, 574, and then a week later was 6732.
Okay, I do see that. I did locate an account with your phone number. Could you verify your first and last name, please?
My first name's Paul, my last name's Reef, REEF as in Frank.
Thank you. Could you verify your address, please?
10515 St. Rose Court, Riverview, Florida, 33578.
All right, how about Indiana? Do you have an address in Indiana?
Yes, I also have it's 12826 West Base Road, Norman, Indiana.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. I did locate that account there. It will take just a moment for this account to fully load for me.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. It is coming up for us slowly but surely. It should be right up.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start here. It does look like someone entered a sweepstakes to possibly win a drill for $5.74 when that sweepstakes, that drawing was entered to possibly be a winner. It was a free welcoming entry for the consumer shopping membership. I see they charge $67.32. That is a monthly charge. It would get you $125 gift card voucher each month for the discount shopping store to purchase a gadget.
I don't want that. I need that stopped, and I need a refund if I can get a refund. I don't, no way.
Okay, do you recall doing this?
I do not.
Okay, so I want to make sure me and you are on the same page. So, you don't recall entering any kind of drawing to possibly win like a Makita drill?
No.
Okay, so yes, sir. So you do believe this is fraud on your account and no one else in your household could have made this purchase, is that correct?
I don't believe so.
Okay, so let me get you, we're going to find a fraud supervisor for us since you do believe this is fraud. So let's go there first. And then since this is a monthly charge, I am going to also cancel your account next. To stop all future charges for us, that's my next step. And then I'm going to update the account. I'm going to let them know you never entered any kind of sweepstakes whatsoever, that this is fraud on your account, that I canceled the account. I'll transfer you over there for help with the refund, sir. Next.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I'm letting them know this is fraud and that we're going to transfer you to a fraud supervisor once they're ready.
Okay.
And that we canceled the account for you to at least stop all future charges.
That's great.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Okay, so
Thank
I've got
you.
that in. Once a supervisor becomes available, I'm going to get you transferred right over to them, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay, so I've got that saved and I've let them know exactly what's going on here for us. That way you don't have to keep repeating yourself. Let's see who your fraud supervisor is going to be. It is going to be Secret. I'm going to transfer you. Well, her name's not a secret. Her name is actually Secret. I had the last customer tell me, why is it a secret? So I want to make sure you know her name is Secret. She's going to be right there to help you further. You just remain on the line, and she'll be right there. Okay, sir?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a terrific day. She'll be right there
you too.
Help you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Transfer now. Thank you for calling customer service, sir. Transferring you to Secret now. Have a great day.
Okay, you too.